Welcome into Bet Podcast for Sunday at Kenilworth. The ground will be yielding, so you need to factor in soft going in your calculations. First race off 12:15, maiden juvenile plate, 1200 meters. El Cohit is probably the right one here, but Peace Garland would also be a chance. Oh, Isabella, likely to improve second up. Hurricane Page is not hopeless. Chinwag, also from that Margate form line. And Lady Sunshine is a very well-bred, fire-away first up. Second race is a maiden plate for fillies and mares. Take that. Ran nicely at long odds behind Call of the Karoo. Ruby Rex comes back after 210 days off with good form prior to that break and actually finished ahead of Take That on the Call of the Karoo form line. Swift Serenity trying to crack it after a bunch of recent places. That's the first leg of the bipod. If you're taking much wider perms, maybe Miss Smiley is another one to toss in. Race 3, it's the Sea Stakes over 1,800 meters, field 13. Show Off gets the verdict despite just that one win from 12 starts. But since the break, he's run some really nice races to Boogie Fired, Prairie Dawn, and the up-and-coming Future 3, who races later on in the feature race. So Show Off cracks the nod. Chance Encounter should go close. Senior Dante is respected. Likewise, the stayer Eric Liddell will be coming on strongly. Scottish Lynx has got form in the wet, and Fort Liam could be dangerous racing handy. Those are the horses that I'll be focusing on in the third, which is the opening leg of the place accumulator. Fourth race is a class 4 over 1,800 meters. Lock Song can go in together with number 2, Given to Fly. Now, Lock Song is a very promising Quirari filly out of the excellent racemare Nightingale, trained by Andre Nell, and with Fortune Stick Solid, they just got nabbed on the line last time. Given to Fly quickened well when beating Apri City. That race is the main threat. Your backups are, of course, 5 and 3. That's Pentalina and Beneath the Clouds, both of whom are good form in the wet. Lady Veritas is one for the shortlist, together with Red State and Red Coral in the lower slots of your tries and quartets. Race number 5 is the Ladies' Mile. And I like Swiatek coming back after 64 days off. She appeals as a middle pin that could represent each way value. Queen Regent, the Snaith trained stable companion, will be a tough filly to get past, racing handy on that same form line. Rocapina must come into the reckoning, though she's drawn out a bit wide and she does have a history of bleeding, but she's very, very talented on her day. Give Me Everything will appreciate some cut in the ground. Viva La Vida ran well to Queen Regent. Stormwatch got nice form in the soft. So, Swiatek is the one for me. Look at that excellent run over the course and distance when nearly stunning double grand slam. I think this is her game. She has won fresh before, so she is preferred over 3, 1, 4, 2, and 10. Race 6, the Winter Nursery, it's a grade 3, 7 runners, there's a purster in here, Catch Me, the Hawaiian gelding, trained by Justin Snaith, but I think it's the stable companion, Kalahari King, who looks formidable. He's a giant first in Getrix, out of a Captain Almer Rennie Royal, good victory on debut, with a nice speed figure and a good come-home sectional, so I think he could be tough to beat. Tag and Release has been defeated by Kalahari King and may meet the same fate, but has got a nice turn of foot. And then for followers of jockey combinations with trainers, Margate, that's Serena Moodley for Candace Bass, and She's a Ripper, which is Callan Murray for James Crawford. They must have chances. During the weekend, beat subsequent winner Percy Cat on debut. Has obviously got some ability, making it flow to the pace factor, but might be outrun. Race 7, Legal Eagle Stakes, grade 3. Excellent race, this. Going through them, I mentioned Future 3 earlier on. It was a very good win when beating Marcus Aurelius, produced a really swift come home sectional. This Futura gelding is on the up. La Pulga got the job done for us last time and will be a threat, together with Land of the Rising Sun, who goes well handy and has clashed on multiple occasions with Ten Penny, who's got a languid temperament but a really, really sharp turn of foot. He's got to be one of the principal contenders. However, the one that I'm going with is Viva's Liberté, who ran 3 lengths off Wish List in the Derby. Really nice run in the Variety Club Mile behind Jet Force. Talented sort with plenty of upside. And I think you'll get a smooth commute under Zaki from draw 3. Land of the Rising Sun, also in the mix. Race 8, class 4, over 1,200 meters. Clark Griswold is my selection. Nice turn of foot, and I think in a big field sprint, which will probably be quite testing given the conditions, JP Funimeva can hold this one up for a telling swoop. Others to consider, 9, 4, 10, 1, and 5. It's Lady Lookalike, Follow Your Heart, Sooty, Help Forest in the Wet, and 5, Blind Date, who's run to some good horses earlier in his career, but being a Futura, may prefer a little bit of a stiffer test. Race 9, class 5 of the 1,200 meters. Got a 2-year-old in here, Mr. Inferno, who was impressive when beating in hot water. Craig Zaki for Eric Sands. Final Call would also have a chance with the blinkers going on. So those would be my top 2. Your backup's True Horizon, who is a steady performing mare at this class level. And also number 7, Blue Lagoon, Andrew Fortune for Andre Nell, entitled to be in the mix here. That will round things off. You will need to monitor the conditions particularly closely, see if there's any track bias, and then that can influence how you put your bets together, either on the tote platform at Interbet or else on the exchange, getting some well-priced fixed odds.